And our halftime show is brought to you by the Horn Law Group. By the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
Halftime here from High Point Solutions Stadium on the Rutgers University campus in Piscataway, New Jersey. Final broadcast for us on what has been another great season of high school football. The Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Central Jersey Group 4 final is at the break. 21-3, Jackson leading Middletown South. We go down to the field and join Ed Saraluca. Coach, take it away.
Thank you, Matt. And the executive director of the NJSIAA is Mr. Steve Timko, the guy that puts all of this together. Steve, welcome.
Always good to talk with you, Ed.
Hey, Steve, I'm telling you, the weather cannot be any more miserable than it was today, but the crowds have been pretty good. And this one, I think, is the biggest crowd we've had all day.
The crowds have been outstanding. And I'll tell you, as bad as the weather is, it certainly hasn't dampened the spirit of the competition of the games today.
Well, you know, you've got two great programs in the Shore with Middletown South and Jackson right here. Both of them have had fantastic years and have had fantastic, you know, careers at their respective schools. So many championships. And, you know, I think the people in attendance in this rainstorm certainly enjoying this. And right now, Jackson is putting it to Middletown South.
Well, they certainly are playing extremely well today. And like you said, the both programs are outstanding. They have, the tradition is great at both schools, and it shows today. But, you know, you play the first half, and you got to play the rest of the game.
Okay, so we've got four games here today. We had a game at Kane University. We've got four at Rowan. We've got 10 at MetLife. Tell us the process of putting all these games together.
Well, quite frankly, I have to give the credit to Jack Du Bois, assistant director at NJSIA. He's our football man. He's been working on this all year. He's been working with the venues. You know, we're very, very fortunate to be playing at places like Rowan, Kane, here at Rutgers and at MetLife Stadium. These are opportunities of a lifetime for kids. But it does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of coordination. It takes a lot of help of a lot of people. So we're really grateful for all the work that he does.
Yeah, so currently all of the state finals are at neutral sites, correct?
They are, and the fall season ends tomorrow. We have games that are going to be played at Rowan, and we have four more at MetLife tomorrow. We had a great game with St. Peter's and Paramus Catholic last night, and with Verona and Creskill, four great games here today. Games over at Kane, and like I said, we'll end up with at Rowan and MetLife tomorrow.
Tell us a little bit about that crowd last night for the St. Peter's Paramus Catholic, the 1-2 teams in the state.
1-2 teams in the state. I think they're both ranked in the country. We had 11,000 people at MetLife last night. Whether I don't know if it was any better or any worse than it is today. A little colder today. But a great crowd and a great St. Peter's team really put on a show last night.
You know, I was talking to you before, during the day today, and I was up at Kane University. What a job the, crew up at Kane University have done to that complex up there. A tremendous complex with the double scoreboard, the visual scoreboard, the bleachers, just a tremendous job. And even though it was torrential rain up there, well played up there.
Kane is really turned that whole thing around. It's a venue that's a showcase now. Everybody enjoys playing there. Everybody thinks of Kane as maybe not the facility that you might think it would be. But once you get there, you have to be impressed with what you see. It certainly is outstanding.
You know, we take a little break, not much, about a week, and we start seeding for our WOBM Christmas tournament. Do you take any time off between, or do you get right into the basketball and wrestling ideas?
Well, I've actually started wrestling. Wrestling is my sport, we started with the hydration weight management program on November 3rd, having kids able to certify that aren't involved in a winter sport, or in a fall sport, rather. And then they had the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving to get some things together, and now we're full swing and the scrimmages will be starting next week.
Let me ask you this, Steve, something new this year. You allowed teams to practice 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's new. It came about from the Big North Conference, and it was a waiver that was granted. We're going to give it a one-year trial, see how it works out. The primary effort was, looking at it from a basketball standpoint, the very large programs that needed to maybe deal with cuts and getting their teams down, and then starting in with the practices, the 6 full days of practice starting the 1st of December. So I'll have to look and see and how the people responded to it and what they say to us.
Well, for one, I know my son who coaches basketball loved it. You know, get 3 days in of practice, you know, then eat the big meal on Thanksgiving and get them back on Monday. So I think it worked out great. Hopefully we could keep that. The logistics of this whole idea of running a sports program in New Jersey, not just the football logistics, but the New Jersey sports program, it's so complex. Us in the media, we understand it. Some people, you know, out there in the world don't, you know, but the job that you and your staff do, I think it's fantastic. You know, you're never going to win everything. You're never going to lose, you know, but it's tough to keep everybody happy. But we at the Shure Sports Network congratulate you and your staff and thank you for your hospitality to us as we do these games.
I certainly appreciate your comments, Ed, and it is all about the kids, and we'll continue to keep our focus in that direction.
Thank you, Steve. That's Mr. Steve Timko, the executive director of the NJSIA.
You're missing one A there.
NJSIAA. Not what I said?
You missed an A. That's okay.
Oh, God, come on.
Come on, Ed. You've been out in the elements doing a terrific job.
We were fighting umbrellas there, Steve and I. Our umbrellas went inside out there just as you were introducing us, so he had to forego his.
All right, thanks, Ed. We are at halftime here as Jackson leads Middletown South 21-3. Of course, the one thing we really haven't mentioned, Jackson is also 24 minutes away from locking up being the number one ranked team in the Shore, which is quite an accomplishment. We'll take a break and come back and get you set for the second half kickoff. We'll take a two-minute timeout, we'll leave it as a two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And our halftime show brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net.
As we welcome you back here from Rutgers University, it is Middletown South and Jackson matching up in the Central Jersey Group 4 Championship, and the Jaguars with a 21-3 advantage. Kevin, they've been able to score a variety of ways. The one early run from Mike Golic, a touchdown pass from Joe DeMeo to Kyle Johnson, and then DeMeo himself took it in. So kind of all weapons on hand here, and we've seen a bunch of players, which I think is one of the interesting things about this Jackson offense. Even though they've got 1,000-yard rushers and they've got explosive players on the outside, it can be a variety of guys who can hurt you during the course of not just the season, but within the game it can be different guys who can really attack you.
Yeah, for example, really offensively, we haven't seen Castronova in recent weeks be that much of an offensive focus. Well, tonight, it's been a bit different. He's carried the ball. He's caught the ball. He's made some plays in open space. So, again, there are a lot of weapons. And, you know, that's what probably makes them such a difficult team to defend against. You're not just taking one guy away. I mean, the example is they run an I formation, which means there's only one tailback, but yet each of their tailbacks rush for 1,000 yards. So that's 2,000 yards in the tailback position. And then, of course, DeMeo, when he has to, can throw the ball, does not have great numbers. He won't wow you with anything, but he is a terrific leader. And Coach Kristopic has said on numerous occasions, basically, he is the fuel that sparks our fire. He really is the guy that gets us going. And, you know, DeMeo's been solid again tonight. The example, as you mentioned, touchdown pass, touchdown run, and a fumble recovery on defense. Can't do much more than that. And the Jaguars are 24 minutes away from their first state title since 2005.
It would be their fourth overall in school history. They had that amazing run in 2000 and 2001 where they were regarded as the top team in the state for those years and had the big time names and the big time players for sure. But you know, I don't think that this team is of that caliber, but boy, the way that they are formulated and put together, they are very reminiscent of those teams.
Yeah, and exactly. I think physically dominating and, you know, guys who fly over the field. I mean, you know, you think of a guy like, you know, Zach Tetro, who reminds you every bit as much as the Ceritelli and
Castellano
group of the back-to-back championships. And, you know, I don't know that anything for the town will ever match like 2000. You know, I remember that game. We did that game up here in 2000, 14 years ago, and what it meant to Jackson. I mean, the people who had lived there for so long, and, you know, that was still a one-school district at that time, one high school, so the whole town pulling for them. And, you know, I recall, like, you know, the tears that were being shed that day and, you know, the reminiscing of the longtime, the late Jackson athletic director, Don Connor, who was Mr. Jaguar. And, you know, for so many lean years watched, you know, the Jaguars football team used to be a whipping boy at one point. Then they got good in the 80s, late 70s and 80s under Coach Bill Ruddy and had a nice run for a while. But now you're talking about this would be four championships since 2000, and you know, and the guys who, you know, Chris Barnes really started the turnaround, right? Then Reggie
yeah.
Lawrence, you know, really used a lot of Chris's players, but did a masterful job with a great coaching staff of those back-to-back titles. Mike Smith in 2005, and now, you know, 24 minutes later, maybe Walt Kristopic at his alma mater, you know, winning a state championship. But you'd be wrong to count out this Middletown South team. This coaching staff has had 15 minutes to try and make some changes. And, you know, Joe O'Connor, the offensive coordinator, and Al Bigos, the defensive coordinator, along with Steve Antonucci, you know they will pull out all the stops and try and turn things around. And really, if they could get a quick score, to me the thing right now is if Jackson scores next, if the next points come from the Jaguars, then to me, it's just going to be a matter of what the final total is. But if Middletown South can answer, can go down, can, you know, get a possession, get a score, and get with, you know, 21-10, make things interesting, then we have a chance to have a memorable finish here.
Now, let's clarify, too, not get a score, but get seven on the scoreboard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Field goals don't cut it anymore, I think, at this point of the game with 21-3 already up on the scoreboard for Jackson. The Eagles have made their way onto the field. Ed, yes.
Yeah, I got Walt Kristopic here. Walt, status quo for this Jaguar team, just like the all season, you know, running the football, savage hits, DeMeo throwing the ball just enough.
We just got to finish out these last 24 minutes. We got to be big up front, getting off to the next level, staying on our blocks and finish it. We got to finish the last 24 minutes here.
Thanks, Walt. Walt Kristopic, the head man, won't put it in the bank yet.
Bank's not open yet. It's still closed.
As he shouldn't, right. Sunday, yeah. Right? They close early.
Still 24
now,
minutes of...
What is it, Saturday?
Don't worry
Saturday.
About it,
don't worry about
Saturday,
it, Ed. Yeah.
Formalities like that never mean much to Matt and I. We don't worry about you with things like that.
Let's take one more time out here. We'll come back for the start of the second half as both teams on the field and going through their warm-ups. We'll make it a two-minute timeout. We're back right after this quick pause with Jackson up 21-3 in the third quarter set to start on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.